Once again today, President Bush called for an Israeli withdrawal from Palestinian cities. It was his third such appeal in public since last Thursday, when he announced that Secretary of State Colin Powell would go to the Middle East in a new U.S. attempt to broker peace. Powell received a chilly reception at his first stop today in Morocco, as the Arab world asked why the secretary was taking so long, 3 or 4 days, to get to Israel. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
President Bush today said much the same thing that he said on Saturday, but his tone has changed. He jabbed his finger in the air as he told reporters in Knoxville, Tennessee, that he meant what he said to Prime Minister Sharon.
I expect there to be withdrawal without delay. And I also meant what I said to the Arab world, that in order for there to be peace, nations must stand up, leaders must stand up and condemn terrorism. Terrorist activity.
But the president's very public requests, demands, if you will, have had little effect. In fact, Israeli officials indicate the military offensive could continue until Secretary of State Powell arrives in Israel. So when Powell met today with Morocco's King Mohammed, the king asked if it wasn't more important for Powell to be in Israel than Morocco. Powell told the king the administration had considered all options, but decided it was important to confer first with moderate Arab and European leaders before talking to the Israelis and Palestinians.
When those pieces are in place, I'm in a better position to go to Jerusalem as opposed to immediately going to Jerusalem without having done what I believe is appropriate preparation.
Philip Matar, a fellow at the Woodrow Wilson Center and editor of the Encyclopedia of the Palestinians, is not convinced. He says he doesn't understand what Powell is doing in Morocco.
He should have gone to Israel immediately in order to reach some kind of settlement, ceasefire, and political negotiations. As it is, it appears to the Arab leaders and the Europeans that President Bush is giving the Israelis sufficient time to conduct their operations in the West Bank.
Stephen Cohen, national scholar for the Israel Policy Forum, says that another 48 or 72 hours of Israeli operations in Palestinian areas obviously will affect people on the ground. But Cohen says the extra time is unlikely to make a strategic difference in the conflict. He says Powell's itinerary simply indicates the Bush administration's new approach to dealing with the Middle East crisis.
What Powell understands and what the president understands is that the key that was not used to open the Palestinian door so far is the Arab key.
Stephen Cohen says the administration has decided it's important to coordinate Mideast peace efforts with moderate Arab leaders, such as Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah and Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak.
To try to bring together the closest friends and supporters of the Palestinian cause and of Arafat personally, to try to get an agreement about the way that the United States will bring Arafat to comply with what the United States needs of him.
In turn, Cohen says, the U.S. would be more likely to get cooperation from the Israelis. Statements by administration officials do reflect a new emphasis on Arab involvement in settling the conflict. Almost every administration pronouncement over the past few days has included a demand that Arab leaders do their part in the interests of peace and stopping terrorism. Secretary Powell is expected to pursue that approach this week in visits to Egypt, Spain, and Jordan before going on to Israel, most likely on Thursday. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.